With grain market analysis, it's time to check in once again with Carl Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting. Big gains for the grain markets after the release of the USDA's monthly reports earlier Thursday afternoon. Soybeans ending the day sharply higher. Carl, what was it that was in those reports that gave the grain market such a huge boost on Thursday?
You know, really, CJ, we'll look at them, break them down here a little bit. Like you said, soybeans, a big gainer there. Really, the thing is, in the soy complex, the data that we received wasn't necessarily bullish, CJ. It simply wasn't bearish, and that's what trade was kind of expecting. Carryout on soybeans actually left unchanged, 220 million bushels from September, but the average trade guess was 233 million bushels, so we came in a little bit under that. The thing is, funds have been heavily liquidating soybeans. They actually got out of their longs, were just edging into short territory, and then they got this, what I would call a neutral surprise in the market. Like I said, simply wasn't bearish. That got everything to turning higher and brought in some buyers. And then we look over at the global side, and the global soybean ending stocks came in 4 million metric tons less than trade was expecting, brought even more buyers to the market. I can't say that soybeans are going to rally substantially from where we're at, but the combination of the perfect storm of a neutral to slightly friendly balance sheet report with funds being short the market, and then you have South American soybean values starting to firm up as sales drop and harvest pressure lifts, that all combined to give us the sharp gains we had in the soy complex. Corn and wheat, positive reports, friendly, but not enough to encourage the sharp buying we did in the soy complex. To run through them quick, corn carryout for the United States, now projected at 2.11 billion bushels. That is a stocks to use of 14.7%, and not a worrisome volume at all. The same on wheat. Matter of fact, wheat carryout jumped 55 million bushels this month, putting it at 670 on the carryout. And that was actually 23 million bushels more than trade was expecting. So just not the huge buying in the grains, but we haven't seen big selling pressure either. That allowed the value to appreciate, along with spillover support coming from that soy complex.
And Carl, going forward with the grain markets, I would imagine that a lot of attention will be paid on the conflict between Hamas and Israel, the ongoing conflict between Ukraine and Russia, as well as kind of putting a bow on harvest here in the U.S. and focusing more on the crops coming out of South America.
Yeah, the geopolitical developments, what's going on in Israel right now. We still have the issues in Ukraine. That's going to start joining. We're going to see a shift in market attention from the U.S. to South America. We're seeing the planting taking place down there. We'll still see, obviously, market reaction to the U.S. yields and everything else, but our production will start to take a back seat to South America over the next 4 to 6 weeks here.